We are doing Daf Nun Tesam Beis. We got all the way to the bottom of Nun Tesam and Aleph last time?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. This looks like a pretty short one. Tan Rabbana. Haroa Chama Bitkufasa. Oh, I don't know how to really learn these couple of lines of Gemara, but we'll translate. If a person sees the sun in its tkufa, which means in the exact spot where it was when God created the sun in the first place, in the 6 days of creation, or Levana Bigvurasa, one sees the moon in its strength, v'kochavim v'misilosam, or the stars in their paths, u'mazalos kesidran, or the constellations in order. Omer baruchos avreishis. You say a bracha on seeing those things. V'emas havi, when does this happen? Amar Rabbi kol chav ches shnin. Every 28 years. How old were you guys the last time it happened? Remember Brichas Chama? You're 8 or 9 years old? Yeah, so it happens every 28 years. I know a guy who rented a plane in case it was going to be cloudy that day. Pretty good, right? That way he'd be able to go up, see the sun, and say this bracha that only comes up once every 28 years. So you think, must be a very frum guy. No. The guy said, look, I'm not so careful about many mitzvahs, but I decided to make one mitzvah of my own. So if I'm going to make one mitzvah of my own, it'll be the one that only comes up once every 28 years. So he's like, so this is my mitzvah. So he had a plane ready to go. So every 28 years you say this bracha. There are books about this bracha, entire books about this bracha. Probably not bestsellers, you know, because it can only sell every 28 years or so.
What about the story of Mordechai?
Right, it's true. People are Dorish Lekabel Schar, true. But it's certainly not popular until it comes up. That, I have no idea what that means. That's describing what exactly has to happen on Tuesday night, going into Wednesday morning, or whatever, the exact conditions that are required for Birchas HaChama. Okay, so first thing is, there is this concept of Birchas HaChama every 28 years. Now it gets easier. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroa Yam. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if one sees the Yam, so where was that? Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that if a person sees the Yam, where is it? That he sees the Yam HaGadol, you say Baruch Sha'asas HaYam HaGadol, but that's only if you wrote Ehu Leprakim. If you only see it every once in a while. So says the Gemara, Leprakim Ad Kama. How infrequently is every once in a while? So Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ad Shloshim Yom. Every 30 days. If you see it more frequently than 30 days, then it doesn't make as big of an impression anymore. You do not have to say a bracha. We have very similar halachas about that. Good. By the Kotel, what? Tear Kriya, right. If you've been there in the last 30 days, you don't tear Kriya again. Va'amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Haroa paras agishra de bavel. If a person sees the Euphrates by the bavel border, Omer baruchos avreishis. He should say the bracha of os avreishis. Va'idna de shinuya parsai mi beishavur la'el. But now that the parsai people have moved the path of the river, they have diverted the path of the river, so it's only mi beishavur la'el. You should only say the bracha if you see it from beishavur and above, because lower than that, it's not the original path that God made. It is a diverted path that human beings have made. Rav Yosef Amar me'i dekira la'el. Rav Yosef says you'd only say the bracha if you see the Euphrates from a place called e dekira and further upstream. Va'amar Rami Baraba haroa diglas. If you see the Tigris, agishra de Shavistina, by the Shavista, the area of Shavistina, Omer Baruch Osev Reishis. You say the bracha of Osev Reishis. My Chidekel. Why is the place? Why is the river called Chidekel? So Amar Rav Ashi shemeimav chadin v'kalin, because its waters are sharp and light. So Rashi says they're tovim lishtos. They're good to drink because they're not machbid as aguf. They don't take a toll on one's body. They make you feel light. It's a wonderful soft drink. It's a wonderful beverage. My paras. What is paras? Why is it called paras? Where does the name paras come from? Shememav parin viravin. It's called paras because its waters multiply. Its waters grow. It has so much. It flows in gushes. Va'amar Rava, it's like ever go like rafting down like the Delaware? and like you're walking half the time holding your, right? Because like it's a, no, so paras is it's flowing water. It's actually, you know, the rapids aren't like, oh, it gets bumpy for like 3 seconds, you know, on the way there. So v'amar Rava, hay de charif ibnei machuza, mishum d'shasu maya d'diglas. The reason the ibnei machuza are so sharp is because they drink the water of the diglas, which is so good for you. Hay de gichuri, mishum d'mashamshi b'yimama. The reason that these people are reddish is because they have tashmish amita during the daytime. Vay denai di enayu, and the reason their eyes are bugging out all the time is mishum de dairu b'beis afel, is because they live in the darkness, so their eyes are all jumpy and everything. Okay, main point number one, we explain the etymology of paras and chidakel, and at which point you'd say a bracha on them. The etymology of the words paras and chidakel, and at what and where you would say a bracha on them. Al hage shamin. Then the Mishnah went on to say that when you see rain or you hear good news, you say a bracha called Hatov Vametiv, acknowledging God's wonderful gifts to humanity. So Al Shama Hatov Vametiv Mvarich. Is that true? You say Hatov Vametiv on rain? Vam Rabbi Avov Amri Lamasni Satana Me'im Asai Mvarich Al Geshamim. When do you say a bracha on rain? Only Mishayatza Chasan Likraskala. When the chasen goes out to greet the kala, what does that mean? What does rain have to do with the chasen greeting the kala? Rain on a wedding day? That's bad luck, isn't it? Right? We're not talking about rain on a wedding day. What we're talking about is that when it rains into puddles, you ever see how a raindrop falls into a puddle? It looks like some water jumps up out of the puddle. So that's the imagery of the chasen jumping out to greet the kala. The kala is the rain that's coming down, and the chasen is sort of jumping out a little bit. But it's very interesting. What you do see from here is that there is a minag, or an assumption, that when the kala comes down, the chasen doesn't just stand there, he goes out to greet her and to bring her back. You ever see that at a wedding? Some do it, some don't, right? Some people have that minhag. Some people, do they do it at your cousin's wedding? You remember, you weren't looking. So some people have such a practice, some don't. I was told if Salvechik didn't like that practice. I don't know why not. It's Beferish in the Gemara like that. He thought that it was, they took it from the Goyim, such a practice. I don't know. It sounds like it comes from the Gemara. Goyim do something like that, but yeah, maybe they took it from us.
Didn't we say once the Goyim do something?
It depends why. Usually only something involved in worship. You know, this isn't in worship. Anyway, so my mevarchin, what bracha do we say? So Am Rav Yudah, the bracha you say is not a tova metiv. It's modem anachnu lach al kol tiba v'tiba sharet alanu. We say, thank you Hashem, we're grateful for every single drop of rain that you give us. Rabbi Yochanan concludes the bracha by saying, "Ilu finu male shira kayam." If our mouths were full of shira, like the sea, einon masvik melodzach Hashem elokeinu, we would still not be able to thank you properly. Ad tishtachve baruchat Hashem rov haodos, and then you finish it off with baruchat Hashem rov haodos. God who deserves most of our thanks, says the Gemara. Rov haodos velo kol haodos. God deserves most of our gratitude, not all of our gratitude. Amar Rav Eima, hakel ha-hodos. Let's adjust that. It shouldn't be rov ha-hodos. It should be the God that deserves gratitude, not most or all. Hakel ha-hodos, the God of our gratitude. Amar Rav Papa, hilkach n'min l'tarvayim. So Rav Papa says, you know what? I like both of those formulations. Let's do them both. Let's say both of those things. Rovodos, vikelodos. We'll say rovodos and kelodos. Where else does Rapapa do that? Let's do them both.
We did that.
Good. He combined the two brachas. Good. And then we discussed, right? Someone, Berch Satara. Good. So here it is, right again, right here. Okay. The Elokasha. So it says the Gemara, but wait a second, but still we have a stira over here. What's the stira? On the one end we said that you say Hatova Metiv when it rains. On the other end we said, no, you say this separate prayer about how thankful we are for every drop, or whatever, but not Hatova Metiv. It says Gemara Lokash, it's not a contradiction at all. Had the Shama Mishma, had the Chazamichsi. It depends whether you heard about the rain or saw the rain. If they told you about the rain, you say Hatova Metiv. If you saw it, then you, meaning you heard about it because you wake up and you see there are puddles, so you know that it rained last night. Then you say Atova made it. But if you, not enough. But if you, the forecast is never right. But if you saw that it rained, you saw that it rained, then you would say this whole thing. The Shav Mishma says, well, when you heard that it rained, Hainu Besoros Tovos. Isn't that the same thing as hearing good news? Utnan, and our Mishnah already said, Al Besoros Tovos Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. So isn't that repetitive? The Mishnah says, if it rains, or you hear good news, you say HaTov HaMeitiv. What do we just say? If it rains means, if you someone told you that it rained. So that's the same thing as good news. Now they're both talking about where you saw it rain. Velo kasha, hada asapurta, hada asatuva. It depends how much rain came. If it's a little bit of rain, you say thank you, Hashem. For every drop, we're grateful. If a lot of rain came, hatova ameti. Then you say hatova ameti. Viba yisema, hava hada asatuva. Or you could say they're both talking about where it's a lot of rain. Velo kasha, hada isleara, hada lesleara. It depends if you have land or not. If you have land, I would imagine, then you would be more grateful. Islay ara tova metim varich. So, ask the Gemara, Islay ara tova metim varich. If you have land, you say a bracha vatova metiv, vaha, what does it change it to? Tanya, but then we learn a brisa, bana bayis chadash, vakana kem chadashim. Omer baruch shechyanu vigyanu lezmanazah. You say shechyanu when you buy a new house and you buy new kelim. Shalov vishal acherim omer hatova metiv. If it's for you and for other people, you say hatova metiv. So how come if you have land, you're saying hatova metiv? The rule is you only say hatova metiv when it's good for more than one person, for several people. If it's your land and it rains, that's good for you, but it's not good for anybody else. It depends whether you have a partner in the land. If you have a partner in the land, then you can say Atov Ametiv, because then it's good for more than one person. Let me ask you, Halach L'maisa. One day, God willing, in a few years from now, you'll get engaged. And the practice in America is, for better or for worse, that a guy gives a girl a ring that costs a lot of money when they get engaged. Does she recite a bracha on that ring? And if so, what bracha? Should she say Shechianu or should she say Atov Ametiv? What do we say? What's the rule? Shechianu is when it's good for you. Hatov Ametiv is when it's good for more than one person. So you could argue about this, no? You could say that it's Hatov Ametiv because it's just as good for him to give the ring to her as it is for her to get the ring, right? He's just happy. Or you could say, no, he's not happy about the ring. He's happy about the engagement. He's actually, like, could care less about the ring. She's actually excited about the ring. You should learn this. She's actually excited about the ring. She really.
What about the family?
And her whole family's excited about the ring. Maybe that's enough. Okay, maybe. Maybe that would be enough. I remember when I got engaged, I called Rav Shechter to tell him that I was engaged. And it was a funny conversation, the whole story. But one of the things I asked was, should my wife, at that time, Kala, say a Shechianu on the ring? And he said, no, she should say Atov Ametiv, because you're just as happy to give it to her, she is to receive it. So he passed and they say Atov Ametiv, that the bracha should be Atov Ametiv. What? And then the Rebbetzin was doing dishes. You heard her in the kitchen in the background on the phone, and she said, "You know what I'd say, Shechianu Heschel, when you did the dishes, then I would say Shechianu." What was that?
What about
at the wedding? So I think by Sfardim they do, no? By Sfardim they say Shechianu. We don't. Okay. All right. Yeah. So main point over here, let's say, is. How many different explanations we have? Three different explanations of when you say Hatova Metiv for rain and when you say thank you Hashem for each drop. I think it was three different explanations. When you say Hatova Metiv for rain and when you say thank you for each drop. By the way, buying a car also. Hatov Ametiv or Shechianu? That's what kind of car. If you're buying like a midlife crisis car where it only fits one person and you know, and that's like your one of these little sports cars or something, so then it's probably Shechianu. You're buying a family car.
How about if you're inheriting?
Yeah. What?
What if you're inheriting?
So also. Same thing. If you lease a car, nothing. Leasing car is just, you don't own it. It's not yours. It counts on a balance sheet. When you own a car, it counts as an asset. When you lease a car, it's a
deficit.
It counts as a liability because you have to or whatever you call it, because you have to pay for it constantly. You have a constant requirement to pay. Okay, so says the Gemara further. Vatanya, right? That's what we're up to. First word line. Vatanya k'tzara shel davar al shalohu omer baruch shech. This Vatanya is benichusa. What does it mean when we have a Vatanya that's benichusa? It's not asking a question. It's not Vatanya. But didn't we learn about? No, it's Vatanya. And yeah, we learned exactly like this in a brisa. K'tzara shel davar. To make a long story short, al shalohu omer baruch shechion v'kimanu. When it's about himself, you say Shechen v'kimanu al shalov yal shal chaveru amar baruch atov ha-meitiv. When it's for you and others, you say baruch atov ha-meitiv. V'kol heicha deles la'achrinu ba'adei lom baruch atov ha-meitiv. Wait, is that true? When there aren't other people with you and that are benefiting, you don't say atov va'ameitiv. V'atanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa amru lei yol de ishto zachar omer baruch atov ha-meitiv. That if someone tells you, your mazel tov, your wife gave birth to a baby boy, you should, and you weren't there, so you just heard the news. So you say, Baruch Hatov Vameitiv, but it's just you. How could you say Baruch Hatov Vameitiv? No, Hasam Nami Dike Ishto Bade Dinichal Abzachar. No, it's not just you. Your wife also had something to do with it, and she's also pretty happy about having the baby boy, and therefore you would say, Hatov Vameitiv. The Shulchan Aruch assumed that, and the Gemara assumes, Shulchan Aruch assumes that you say Shechianu on the birth of a baby girl, and Atova Meitiv on the birth of a baby boy. Gotta figure out why in the world that would be the case. Right? Is that because we assume that the woman is very excited about a girl, but the father always wants a boy? What if you have four sons, and you're waiting for that one girl? And then, you're waiting for when are we going to have a girl already? And then the fifth one is a girl. So really, you don't think you're more excited about having a girl than you are about having a boy at that point? So, yeah. So I could tell you, it's pretty exciting. Okay, I don't know. Tashima, Meis Aviv V'hu Yarsho. If Rachmanu Litzlan, someone's father dies and he inherits him. So B'tchila Omer Baruch Dayan Emes. First he puts on his sad face and he says Baruch Dayan Emes. Very sad, his father died. And then he turns that frown around. Ulbsof Omer Baruch Atov Ameitiv. Oh wow, Yerusha! Wonderful to get the Yerusha. Now, the meaning we're supposed to recognize the silver lining even in terrible events, and we acknowledge the good even in something terrible. So a person says Atov, but the Gemara is asking a question over here. You Yarshin, it's just you. Why are you saying Atov Ameitiv? It should be Shechianu. Answer Gemara, no. Hasanami dika achi to kayarti bade. We're assuming that you yarshined together with brothers. We're assuming that you didn't yarshin yourself. Tashma, and we're going to bring you another raya that you could say atova meitiv even if it's just you. Shino yayin ain't sarach levarich. When there's a new wine, you don't have to say a new bor priagafet. You're drinking wine. They bring out a new wine. You don't have to say a new bor priagafet. All good. Shinoi makom tzarich levarich. If you move places during the meal, so then you do have to make a new bracha. Ve'amar Rav Yosef bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Yosef bar Abba says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Afal pisham rushino yayin ein tzarich levarich. Even though he said you don't have to say a new bracha when a new bar priyag often when a new wine comes out. Avlo ma baruch atov ha-meitiv, but you do need to say baruch atov ha-meitiv on a new thing of wine. But wait a second. You're just drinking by yourself. How come you have to say Atov HaMeitiv? I thought Atov HaMeitiv is only when it's multiple people. And says Gemara, Hasam Nami Dika B'nei Chaburu D'Shas Abadei. You're not drinking alone. You're drinking with a Chevra. When you're drinking with a Chevra, then you say Hatov V'HaMeitiv. Tosos points out over here, V'adini Mishto Banavimo. It doesn't have to mean that you're drinking with your Chevra. It could just be your wife and your children. You went out for someone's birthday or something, and you're just having a day. So a new glass of wine comes out. Avol yachid lo. It's just on your own when you're eating all alone. First of all, you shouldn't be drinking too much when you're eating all alone. You should follow, as Rabbi Willick said, Mike Pence's rule. Mike Pence only drinks when his wife is right. Will only sip wine if his wife is next to him, if his wife is there with him. Otherwise, you don't want lapses in judgment as a result of wine. But anyway, but if you're drinking alone, then you don't say Atov HaMeitiv. Afilu Shechianu Ein Mevarech Yachad Al Shino Yayin. Whoa! Says Tosfos HaChidush. I would have said, when a new wine comes out, and I'm eating all by myself, I would say a shechianu, because for myself I say a shechianu. Says Tosfos, no, you don't say shechianu on a new wine. Delo ashchen yachas shemvarch shechianu rak achadita v'chein kol pri chadash k'shach shemvarch shechianu k'damir himself b'chol ma'arvin. He says shechianu is only on something new. A wine, another bottle of wine, fancier, nicer, it doesn't make a difference. You only say Shachyanu on something that is new. So the last main point over here, when one person enjoys something, you say Shachyanu. When multiple people will benefit from it, you say Hatov ve'hametiv. Okay.